This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Here in Minnesota, we have been fascinated by the story of Graham Plattner because we love an outsider like anyone else. We have a track record of success in this state with Jesse Ventura, a man with a very colorful history becoming governor of Minnesota. But the implosion of Plattner, and then we'll see what the fallout is for people like Governor Tim Walz and outgoing U.S. Senator Tina Smith, who expended some political capital to endorse this guy, even knowing all the red flags. It is something being talked about here and around the country. And Chris Saliza has been talking about this on his Substack called So What. Chris, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you. And I can tell you that I remember the exact moment when Jesse Ventura won in 1998.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I remember exactly where I was because I as a child of Connecticut, which is where at the time the World Wrestling Federation was based, I was a gigantic wrestling fan
in the
1980s. And,
yes.
You know, Jesse the Body Ventura was, you know, he was there. He didn't even wrestle all that much. He was a talker. But I remember being like, wait, what?
Right.
And
right.
Man, that I remember Jake Tapper wrote an entire book in like 3 weeks about Ventura winning. And I still find that to be talk about an omen of things to come,
right?
In terms of what people wanted or were willing to overlook. Or I mean, it's just what a fascinating moment in time. In some ways, it kind of shepherded in the era we're in now.
Yeah, I mean, you could certainly look at Donald Trump and say he is Jesse Ventura on, like, steroids in a way.
100%. 100%. Right. I always tell people the best, if you want to understand Donald Trump, you need to understand professional wrestling. Because he comes from that kind of world, right? He and Vince McMahon are close friends. He was part of, like, storylines on pro wrestling. It's a very useful window. Anyway, Plattner. But I know we're a Minnesota.
It's interesting, right?
Audience.
We think about that. And so when I saw Graham Plattner arrive on the scene, just like we saw in Los Angeles, right, with the mayoral candidate that captured everyone's attention, the outsider of the reality.
Spencer Pratt.
Pratt. Like, there's a little bit where I think we all look at these folks and think, you know, it would be nice to have like a non-political insider come in there and be like the voice of the people. So where did Graham?
Oh, totally.
Where did this go so south with Graham Plattner?
Yeah, and you know, it's not new either. You know, obviously there's the Ventura and Trump, and you know, look, how about if John Fetterman was 5'11" and dressed in suits, would he be John Fetterman? Probably not, yeah. Right? I mean, I think part of John Fetterman's appeal in Pennsylvania was, hey, this guy wears Carhartt sweatshirts and shorts every day, and he's 6'8". I think there are two kind of paradoxical things going on with Plattner, and there will be more like Plattner. I don't know if they'll follow the same arc, but on the one hand, to your point, Jason, there really is this desire. It's not just within the Democratic Party. I think it's within the Republican Party, too. It's why we got Donald Trump, for people who are not part of the establishment, people who are not the buttoned-up Brooks Brothers shirt, red tie, brown, a charcoal gray suit, right? Like, I think people want that. They feel like our politicians, Republican or Democrat, have kind of failed us, that politics doesn't reflect the things I, regular person, care about. The other thing that is true and also paradoxical is most of those people who are outsiders, who have not run for anything, have never been vetted in any meaningful way. Like they have done things that make them outsider-y, but also may make them unelectable. I mean, that's the hard thing with Graham Plattner. It's like, yeah, he's got tattoos and he's an oyster farmer and he served in the military and he got disgruntled. Yeah, he wrote a few things, but then it's like, oh, and then he treated these women like that. And then this woman this week, you know, alleged that he raped her. And, you know, that's the thing. It's, you don't get one without the other. It's like how I think about the internet. Oh, the internet in many ways is amazing. It's also terrible. So, you know, I mean, it's like you don't get an outsider with a perfectly vetted establishment candidate's credentials. And I guess it's sort of a balancing act. And I guess Plattner this week, kind of the tipping point was reached.
And the question is, what are we willing to accept, right?
Yes.
I think obnoxious or offensive writing on Reddit when you're in your 20s, I guess I would tell America, like, brace yourself, because that is...
Well, there's going to be a lot of that.
Yeah, that's what we're going to be getting. But when it comes to abusive behavior towards women, I think a lot of Democrats say, well, everybody put up with that with Trump. What's different here?
Yeah, and my answer to that is the thing I told my kids when they were little. Two wrongs don't make a right. You know, like, I'm not trying to excuse. Like, Donald Trump has been credibly accused by more than a dozen women of a variety of sexual misconduct, from sexual harassment to sort of, you know, lewd sexual comments. We know he made lewd sexual comments. We heard about it on the Access Hollywood tapes. I'm not forgiving any of that. But that doesn't mean that you get carte blanche if you're another politician to just behave in that way, right? It's, if Donald Trump's behavior is wrong... And Graham Plattner's behavior is wrong. Now, did voters enough voters either excuse Trump's behavior, think that the allegations weren't true, or prioritize other things? Yes. Now, would I have done that? No, I would not have. But that's how democracy works, right? I mean, Graham Plattner could have said, you know what? I won the primary. I'm staying in the race. He didn't have to drop out. Do I think he would have won? Probably not. Am I sure he wouldn't have won? No, because I never say never anymore. I always say, when people say, surely fill in the blank thing couldn't happen in politics, I always say, who's the current president of the United States? Right. Oh, it's Donald Trump. Oh, and he's in his second term. So don't ever say it never.
Is there a lesson here for kind of many of us who are seeking those different voices? In Minnesota, we have Michelle Tafoya, who is we'll see if she wins the Republican primary. She didn't win the endorsement from the state party, but I would think she's the favorite to win the Republican primary for U.S. Senate. Now, she's been in the public eye. It's a little different, right? Like, she's been in the public eye for her life. You feel like there's a little bit of vetting that comes with that, even if you're not a traditional candidate.
Yeah, I think that's right as it relates to Tafoya. You never know what you don't know, but she is not as much of an unknown as Graham Plattner. I mean, was when he started running, at least. The advice I'd always give is, if it looks too good to be true, it probably is. I don't want to sound too cynical, but I do think, especially on the Democratic side, there is this, it's true on Republican side too, but I think to a slightly lesser extent, there's this desire to find these political saviors, you know, these people who are, they're going to ride to the rescue of our broken political system. And you know what? All of us have feet made of clay. You know, I mean, that's the thing. We are all human. We have all done things, written things, said things that are warts. Now, some are warts that can be forgiven by a majority of the public and some aren't. And there is a little bit of a sliding scale there. But I would caution people, no, we know this in our private lives. No one is perfect, right? If it looks too good to be true, it probably is too good to be true. But with some of these politicians, I think we freight them with these expectations of like, Graham Plattner is the one who's come to save American politics. It's like, probably not. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Not to sound too cynical,
right.
But I was trust but verify.
And character does matter, which is sort of interesting because it's easy to get like really dark and cynical about this stuff and say, I don't know that character does matter. But when push comes to shove and you have an opportunity to intervene, I do think for most voters, character is an issue here in America.
I think that's right. And I do, you know, one of the things, Jason, I think that we're grappling with, and I think we continue to grapple with and look for data points is, does character matter anymore in a post-Trump era? Because even after Donald Trump isn't president anymore, if you think the impact he has left on American policy is just going to dissipate, you're fooling yourself, right? And he has been able to overcome character issues, whether it's three marriages, whether it's comments about women, whether it's allegations from women about his behavior, that would have doomed lots of other politicians.
Yeah.
You know, I remind people, Gary Hart had to get out of the 1988 presidential campaign because they found out that he was cheating on his wife. I mean, is that disqualifying now? I don't know. So I think this is a data point that says, you know what, like there are, to the point you made earlier, there are lines that if they are crossed, for the majority of the public, that is disqualifying. Now, we'll see. I think we have to be hesitant. Don't draw too many conclusions off of Graham Plattner. Unfortunately, there's going to be more situations like this in the years going forward. And then let's see kind of how people react from there. But I actually think this last week suggests character does matter to enough voters.
I think that's right. Chris Saliza, thank you so much. Appreciate the time. People can follow Chris on his Substack, chrissaliza.substack.com. Great stuff. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, my friend. Be well.
Drive Time back in just a minute here on CCI.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
Is Mitch McConnell alive? And do we as voters, as taxpayers, as Americans, have a greater right to know what's going on with the medical situation of our elected officials than we would of our neighbor? I think we do. And I think if we've learned anything over the last couple of years, it's that we cannot trust our elected officials to tell us the truth about their medical situation. And so what do we do about it? What do we do about it? The fact that the question is being asked today, is Mitch McConnell alive? And in fact, it's a question that a Republican congressman asked about today. McConnell is, of course, the former Senate Republican leader. He is a senator from Kentucky, an Indiana House representative, was on News Nation today criticizing the lack of information coming from McConnell's office, saying, look, Republicans deserve more information. All of us deserve more information. What frosts me the most about politicians lying or concealing their medical situation is that it's about power. It's just about preserving their power. And in some cases, it's staff members, I think. It's sort of like Weekend at Bernie's, right? Somebody's propping these guys up. And of course, the worst case we saw of this was during the Biden administration. I think it's fair to say, you know, we don't know how wide the circle was of people who knew that it was more than he was just getting older. It was more than he's just a little tired. And there are certainly moments with President Trump, like we saw yesterday, where he starts going and you're like, did you just call
the Islamic Republic of Japan?
He referred to Volodymyr Zelensky as President Putin a couple times. You know, I think we have to have some empathy for people who are getting older. I would say, like, once again, my anti-old people in political office, my viewpoint on this looks more and more right as time goes on. I know Chad likes to say I'm an ageist. I like to say that we have standards for how old you can be to fly an airplane. We have age limitations on the bottom end of our Constitution, right?
We have mandatory retirement ages for judges in Minnesota.
And I think we should have that for elected officials at the federal level.
You know, on the one hand, to me, it feels kind of gross to say we got to know exactly what's going on with somebody who's in the hospital dealing with whatever kind of,
and we know he was admitted
serious
on
illness that he's dealing with.
June 14th, right. And it feels like you should be able to have some agency over what you share.
Some privacy, you know, when you're dealing with serious health issues like that. I feel that way. But also, when there's not transparency, when you're not releasing out, this is what the medical condition is, this is what's going on, then you get the conspiracy theories propping up. Oh, he's actually dead, but they've got to pretend that he's alive until this particular date on the calendar, because then the governor can't just replace him. The whole thing is just gross. So do we just have to say 82, whatever? I mean, pick an age and just say, that's it. Your mandatory retirement after that. And if you're going to miss more than a week of time, either in the Senate or in the House, you've got to put out some sort of statement about what your medical condition is.
Yeah, I mean, when you feel like you have more transparency in professional sports about injuries and time out of the job compared to what we have in the U.S. Congress, I think that's a problem. And I'm sorry. Yes, you as a regular citizen have 100% rights provided by the law to protect you from having to reveal information about your medical history. You do not have to run for Congress. It is not mandatory. And to me, you should have to give up some of that privacy. And maybe we didn't have to get to this point if these men and women weren't so damn power hungry that they can't just retire. They can't just step down. Mitch McConnell, what, twice? Like, had, like,
serious medical episodes.
Yeah. Like, on camera.
On camera, yes.
But he couldn't give it up, could he? And is it he couldn't give it up? Is it his wife?
Dianne Feinstein on the Democratic side, same kind of situation.
This knows no party. It knows no party. This thirst for power. And I do think staff has something to do with it, too, because if you're the chief of staff or some big shot in the office, you're worried that you're going to lose your gig. But It's just another reason, I think, why Americans look at politicians and say they're out for themselves and they're not out for us. And it's hard to argue it when you see this time and time again. I wish we were not at a point where I would be seriously considering, do we need to change the law to require this?
But we're there.
But we're there.
It's just the reality.
I think we're there. I do think you have to give up your right to privacy in this regard.
At least to an extent.
And if you don't want to give up the right to privacy, don't run for office. Yes. That's my view. You're welcome to weigh in. As always, you can email us on the show, jason@odyssey.com. Signing up for our podcast is always invited. Drive Time with DeRussia. We upload every segment of this show. And we have a separate podcast just for chefs and restaurateurs and farmers called DeRussia Eats. Just dropped a new episode from John Krause, the owner and baker at Patisserie 46, celebrating 16 years in Bastille Day. They're celebrating this weekend at Patisserie 46, so check that podcast out as well. We're going to break in a minute a shocking story affecting a Minnesota journalist. This guy was tracked by these flock cameras. You know, these cameras that are all over Minnesota, all over America, that are reading license plates. Our guest coming up was tracked by these cameras, such to the point that he was surrounded by the cops. He did nothing wrong. A cautionary tale about all the surveillance that we have around us. Coming up in just a minute. 5:30 here on Drive Time.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.